Hi, this is The Weekly Green, and I'm Gretchen.
On this week's episode, I'm talking with editor and publisher Doug Biggers from Edible Baja Arizona Magazine. Hi, Doug.
Hey, Gretchen.
Talk to us about Edible Baja Arizona.
Sure. Edible Baja Arizona is a relatively new publication that is devoted to celebrating the foodways of Tucson and the borderlands. And we come out every 8 weeks. It's a free publication, available all over Tucson, at a lot of food-related businesses, and also down in Cochise and Santa Cruz counties.
So would you say it's more of a local spin on food and beverage?
Totally local. Yeah, I mean, we are the local foodie magazine, is really what it comes down to, with a commitment to really revolutionizing the food system in Baja, Arizona, is probably our most serious purpose.
Okay. Please give us some ideas on how to enjoy a more sustainable Thanksgiving meal.
Absolutely. You know, it just so happens that in our November issue that came out just this week, a wonderful contributor, Amy Valdez-Schwem, who also produces wonderful moles under her brand name Mano y Matate, has a holiday, heritage holiday feast. And she has recipes and photographs of this amazing meal that's all sourced locally with local and heritage and heirloom ingredients. And the menu is mesquite pecan crackers and homemade fresh goat cheese, mole negro tamales with turkey or butternut squash, refried beans, wild and backyard salad, an apple prickly pear pie crust with white Sonoran wheat, and an autumn, winter, or herbal and cinnamon tea, and an atole de pechita, which is a kind of a grain beverage that you serve hot and has chocolate in it. And all those recipes are in the magazine. It's free and available all over Tucson. At the end of the article, there's a source list, and I won't read it right now with our limited time, but there's about 12 different places here in Tucson that you can go and find the ingredients that are listed in the recipes.
Wonderful. And where could we find a copy? Where could we pick up a copy of Edible Baja Arizona Magazine?
Well, if you're a KXCI listener and you are frequently downtown, most any restaurant, cafe, coffee house downtown will have them. If you're on the east side of town, you can look for similar kinds of places. We're in all Sprouts. We're at the Food Conspiracy. We're at Time Market. We're at Whole Foods on Speedway. And we're in a lot of places where you would be looking for local food, local beverages, or places to eat.
And do you have a website?
We do, ediblebajaarizona.com. There you can find a full list of distribution outlets. We're also on Facebook, of course. We'd love to have you join us. See you around the table.
Thanks for listening to The Weekly Green, produced and recorded in Tucson, Arizona.